Hello and welcome to the National Audit Office podcast. Clinical negligence claims against NHS hospitals cost a significant and rising amount each year. In 2016-17, the Department of Health's clinical negligence provision totaled £60 billion, and its expenditure in this area was over £1.6 billion. NHS Resolution manages clinical negligence claims for all trusts in England. Its main scheme is the Clinical Negligence Scheme for Trusts, whereby trusts pay into a risk pool and receive indemnity cover. NHS Resolution received 10,600 new clinical negligence claims in 2016-17. The NAO has just published a report into managing the costs of clinical negligence in NHS trusts, and I'm joined by Jenny George, the director who led on this report. Thank you for joining us, Jenny. To start with, what is clinical negligence?
Clinical negligence is when a doctor or nurse or another medical professional breaches their duty of care to a patient and in doing so causes harm to that patient. And when something like that happens in an NHS hospital, the affected patient or their family can bring a claim to the NHS for compensation or damages. And it's those costs of clinical negligence claims against trusts that we looked at in this report.
Why are the costs rising?
In the report, we analysed the claims data for the last 10 years and we found that about just under half of the rising cost is due to a higher volume of claims. So, in fact, the number of claims that have been received has doubled in the last 10 years. But we found that the cost increase isn't just due to an increase in number of claims. It's also that we found that about a third of the increase in cost is because the average amount of damages paid per claim is increasing. And another 20% of the increase is because of increasing legal costs. Actually, we found that the legal costs have risen the fastest over this 10-year period, and they've risen by over 500%.
Isn't the answer to just be less negligent?
Well, logically, it must be right that if there was no negligence, there would be no successful claims against the NHS. But sadly, mistakes do happen, and when they do, obviously, patients need to receive proportionate compensation. There is significant work underway in the NHS looking at improving patient safety, but this goes beyond the scope of our report today. This report is focusing on how the government has been working to tackle the increasing costs of claims effectively, which is important because there's a balance to be struck here. Because the more money that's spent on compensating patients for negligence, the less money is left available in the NHS budget to run hospitals and to provide healthcare.
Are there any plans to manage these costs?
Yes. Our report sets out a number of ways that the Department of Health and NHS Resolution have already tried to reduce costs, and they've also proposed two major schemes which they hope will contribute further to reducing costs going forward. And these are setting fixed recoverable legal costs for low value cases and starting a voluntary alternative compensation scheme for birth injury cases, which are often some of the highest value cases. The department has estimated that its current proposals could save about £90 million a year by 2021. But the problem is that annual spending on clinical negligence is predicted to go up by about £1.6 billion over the same period. And it's the difference between these two figures that really lies behind our conclusion that more fundamental change is needed if the government is to be able to tackle these rising costs.
What else did you discover in your report?
We found that the relationship between patient attitudes and clinical negligence claims is not yet very well understood. And understanding better why people choose to make a claim is important, because currently, actually only a small proportion of people who experience harm will go on to make a claim. And if that proportion were to increase, obviously it could have a really big impact on the number of claims and therefore the cost going forward.
Has the NAO made any recommendations?
Yes. Our key recommendation in the report is for government to set out a coordinated cross-government strategy to manage costs. To manage the growth in the cost of clinical negligence. And I think in that strategy, they need to set out clearly what they consider to be a proportionate response to patient harm, and including the balance they want to strike between money available for compensating patients for negligence and money available for ongoing NHS funding. And the strategy needs to look at all of the factors within government's control that contribute to the rising costs. And that will include all of the number of claims received, the legal cost element of claims, and the damages awarded. We also made other recommendations aimed at encouraging NHS Resolution and others to improve the data they've got available on incidents, on complaints and claims, including on what motivates people to make a claim, because doing this would allow greater insights into the causes of claims and therefore help the health bodies and others across government to manage those risks more effectively.
Thank you for your time, Jenny. If you'd like to find out more about this report, the full version and an executive summary are available on our website, www.nao.org.uk. If you would like to keep up to date with the latest NAO publications, you can follow us on Twitter at NAOorgUK or on Facebook, www.facebook.com/NAOorgUK. Thank you for listening.